This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
9:15. Let's have a great day, everybody.
Cut the
with Andy Dirt Johnson.
I said that I wanted to have kids, and you said that you wanted me to have a vasectomy. What did I do? When you said that you might want to have kids, and I wasn't so sure, second reversed. And then when you said you definitely didn't want to have kids, what, reverse back?
And Brendan Sprague.
Stiff snap, stiff snap, stiff snap. You have no idea the physical toll the three vasectomies have on a person.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
I don't eat the wiener.
We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Great mail sack filling up, so get your questions in. We'll get to them here in about 10 minutes. The poll question is up. Should Jason Swigard be ashamed of watching 10 straight hours of tennis yesterday? Yes or no is your options.
Here's my only question.
Poll questions. Look, I know where that's going, and you're not going to shame me.
64 to 35 right now, or 64-36, rounding up, rounding down.
Here's my own. It's a show-related question for you.
Yes.
And it's a little bit of on-air conversation that maybe we could add on. If you were sitting down to watch 10 straight hours of tennis and baseball, you couldn't have reached out and say, hey, guys, I'm doing nothing. Want to guess?
That's such a long day of sport.
Like, you're just doing nothing.
That is a long day,
you
man.
Were in your tidy-whities shirtless,
all day?
You?
Did you wear clothes? Did you have clothes on?
Had workout shorts and a T-shirt.
Yeah. So no underwear?
No underwear.
I know how you roll.
Yep. For sure no underwear.
So those workout shorts didn't help.
My mic's falling
I did
down
go for
again.
A seven-mile power walk.
There you go.
Where did you, how long is your day?
Was it before the sport started or during, like, did you take a break to go for a walk?
No, I woke up, made the pot of coffee.
Dude, you had to have done breakfast. It early because it was hot.
Yeah, no,
when
I got out
yesterday.
At like 9:30. I was like, it's getting hot.
It was even warm
go.
At 9:30.
I wanted to move and then it got hot. And so, and I was preparing and cooking food for the week all day because
you eat.
Well, yeah. so does my wife, and there's a lot of coming
Your
and going
wife eats?
This week.
There's a lot of what? Swag's wife eats, confirmed. First on the Fan.
Anybody else catch what he just dropped there?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah, I did. I got that. Can I ask you a question about animal cruelty?
Sure, fire away.
So I got home at around 10 a.m. yesterday. And I'm like, you know what? I knew I was golfing, but I knew I had some chores I wanted to get done in the house. I wanted to do some show-related stuff. I'm like, you know what? The best time, because I knew it was going to be hot. I just didn't know how hot. Walk the dog early.
Yes.
Dude, by the time we got out at 10:15.
It was in the 80s.
It was in the 80s.
Yes.
And I kind of had a balance here. A 2.5-mile walk with my dog in the 80s. Boy, that dog going to be tired. That dog going to be not hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, 85 with a fur coat and paws on cement, I was feeling, like, conflicted.
You feel a little guilty there, yeah.
Was I doing the right? And I looked for shade every time we could get in it, but
if it's over 85, I don't go for long
walks. Was there grass the dog could get to and walk on for a while?
I mean, once we walked down the road to the park, because my rule of not letting my dog go to the bathroom on your lawn firmly applies.
I understand that.
Nobody wants piss on their lawn.
No.
Nobody wants dog crap on their lawn.
You can pee and poo on my lawn anytime you want.
No,
babe.
You can't. Come pee poo on my lawn. Terrible take.
Come pee poo on my lawn. Your dog, any dog's welcome.
Okay, I'll put that up as a poll question. Come pee and poo on my lawn. Yes or no?
Come take a leak on my lawn.
That's a bad take. But he was huffing and puffing. We got back.
Yep.
Yeah. He was like choking.
Lots of water. Yeah. Lots of
he
water.
He was drinking the water all up.
Tired in hell yesterday, man.
I felt bad.
Tired in hell. What burns more calories, an urban hike or a power walk?
Oh, man. Mm. Swag is Billy Crystal and When Harry Met Sally. The tight, tight shorts. He's actually doing the Olympic power walk.
The hips
motion.
Go side to side.
So I'm
going to
say
Swag's
power walk.
You think the power walk burns a little bit more?
The urban hike does require a lot of hills, though.
It does. You go up and down.
A lot of hills.
You go up and you go down. Mail sack coming up here in a matter of moments. I want to get to this in college football. I saw this piece yesterday.
That dog sound made me actually choke.
It did, yeah, a little bit. Got a little frog in the throat now.
You do.
You got to clear it all out. And I was curious. So there's a couple of candidates in here, and I'm wondering if one of these stands out above the rest. This was a Pro Football Focus piece on a segment of college football teams, and the topic was essentially, which of these programs is under the most pressure to win in 2025?
In college?
In college football. Now, they tried to go through different teams that have high, you know, not just your random run-of-the-mill teams. Teams that come with high expectations that, for the most part, have high-profile head coaches of just, are you going to do it now? Are you ever going to do it? Or can you do it again? It's kind of the general question that all of them have. So the candidates that they threw out there for the most pressure to win this year, here are your candidates. Florida State, coming off an absolute free fall of a season following their undefeated year.
Where's DJ?
The Florida Gators.
Did he get drafted?
I think somebody picked him up, right?
Free agent?
I think he got signed as a free agent. I'll look that up. I think somebody gave him an offer.
He's going to get cut.
He should go play baseball.
Yeah.
The Florida Gators.
Okay.
Napier saved his job, but it was only 7-5. You got DJ Lagway.
Whole year of Lagway.
Right? You take a jump. People forget about Auburn and Hugh Freeze. He's now 11-14 in 2 years.
Terrible.
Been atrocious. Yeah. And Alabama's on a tear on the recruiting trail right now. Mm-hmm. And they're getting overshadowed once again inside their own state. Oklahoma under Venables, who took a big step back last year. They seem to be optimistic, but a lot of pressure on them to go win. And last but not least, the USC Trojans and Lincoln Riley going into year four. Which of those teams is under the most pressure to win this year?
Brother man, you're going to hate this answer. There isn't one more than any of those. Those are all fantastic nominations.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. With a disappointing year.
Venables.
Which coach is most likely to get fired?
Because
that's the hard part.
All of them.
Because if USC goes 7-5 again, that would be disappointing in my book if I'm a USC fan.
I think
firing Lincoln Riley?
What is USC on the hook to him for still?
What did you say his
season was? If they go 7-5 again.
Because I think USC is still financially conscious, like cash flow wise.
Florida State, I have a hard time believing, fires Norvell.
They just signed him to an extension.
I know, that money's still too big. So I'm gonna scratch that off.
That's part of the pressure part that I'm thinking about here.
Yeah, Venables.
I think it's Venables.
Definitely. Venables.
They almost fired him last year.
They did?
I think it'd be the year prior, but whatever the down year was for him, they were like, yo, what's
year
going
one, he
on
was
here?
Good with Gabriel.
That's
they won 10 games, and then they moved on from Gabriel, went with Jackson Arnold, said, young quarterback,
disaster.
Here we go, and their offense was atrocious. They beat Alabama, that saved a little bit of face at the end of the year and knocked them out of the playoff, but that was a disastrous year for them.
And Hugh Freeze was already a controversial hire because of his past. I mean, that's been nothing to be happy about. So I think it's Freeze and Venables, at least with Napier. They played harder at the end of the season.
We all knew they had a ridiculously tough schedule.
And Lagway is in his first full season of starting. And so if he has a great year, but they're 7-5 or 5-7, because things can be swung by the bounce of a ball that way.
Yep.
I think there's wiggle room for the administration to say, no, we think DJ Lagway is going to be amazing next year in his second full season as a starter. Billy is going to get the full Lagway runway here, whereas Hugh Freeze sucks.
Yeah, it's been bad. And they fired Brian Harsin after 2 years, who had a, I believe, slightly better record than Hugh Freeze did after 2 years, and they turfed him.
And Venables is clearly all in on being good this year because I think he knows he's going to get fired if John Mateer and that offense aren't better.
Don't forget they added Jaden Ott, too, from Cal. They got John
Mateer.
They got the former Pac-12 backfield and John Mateer and Jaden Ott.
We know the defense is going to probably be good because it's Venables, but the offense better score points, or he's in real trouble there.
What's the season for USC this year that gets you saying, okay?
I think you're 8-4.
8-4? Yeah,
in year four, that's enough for Lincoln Riley.
Oh God, you leave your phone open. Well, my car's in the body shop, and I got insurance calling me now with finally an update on something. Nobody tells you when you get hit in a parking lot how long your car is going to be in a body shop. Nobody
tells you that. How long did it take to fix this thing, man?
I haven't had my car in almost 3 weeks.
What am I supposed to do without a car?
I have to use my wife's car. Now we're a one-car family.
That happened to me one time. I took my car in for service, routine main, you know, service at the dealership, and they called me at the end of the day, and they were like, so we're not going to be able to finish today. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? I just can't what? I got to have a car tomorrow. Am I supposed to go to work?
Dude. They fixed my wife's car once, didn't call her, didn't have the car the rest of the day.
Just sat there.
I called them the next day. Were you going to inform us?
Oh, yeah. By the way, your car's done.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be done soon. Yeah. Like, we dropped it off at 10 a.m. yesterday. Anyways, what was your question?
So 8-4 at USC gets you to say, all right, Lincoln Riley, good year, heading in the right direction.
I mean, I wouldn't say good year, but like they're starting with a new quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be the same guy that ended the year last year.
That kid came in late. Miller Moss has moved on to Louisville.
Yes.
I think 8-4 with some close losses where you could look at it and say,
we're only three plays away from being 11-1.
No, I'm 11-1, but maybe 9-3 or even 10-2. If that's what happens, I could see them saying, yeah, okay, you're on the upswing now. Don't be below that again or it's over. I think that's the bar,
and then you got to keep getting better every year. Yeah, it's interesting.
What do you think it is?
I was reading through this yesterday. I think in terms of most likely to get fired, it's easily, not even close in my mind, Hugh Freeze.
More even than Venables.
More than Venables. And maybe part of that for me is putting some stock in what Venables has done this offseason. I do think when Mateer and Jaden Ott, they're going to have a better year this year. Mm-hmm. I'd have to go look at their schedule and see who they're getting on conference and all that. Auburn is now, if Alabama continues this recruiting and they have a little bit of a bounce back year this year, which some people think that they will because that defense is actually supposed to be pretty good this season, all of a sudden that spotlight gets even hotter. And he was 5-7 last year. There's been no progress. If you come out with another dud of a year, you're 6-6 next year and you're 3 at Auburn with a transfer portal. There's no excuse for that at these big programs anymore.
That's a very proud program too.
Dude, there used to be the argument of you got to give guys time. You got to have 3, 4, 5 years to get your guys in and be able to recruit and bring in your own players and all that kind of stuff. And now you have the ability to adjust your roster every offseason. You have the ability to microwave this thing as fast as humanly possible.
You don't have to be like, hey, in 4 years, this class
will finally pan out when they're juniors. Like, no, dude, you can go win now. And so there's no argument that you can't at least be above 500. They've been a disaster offensively. They haven't been able to find a quarterback. Like, in terms of getting most likely to get fired, to me, it's Auburn. But I also don't have that high of expectations for them. I think the coach with the most pressure on them, at least, like if I'm putting myself in the shoes of one of their fans, it would be Lincoln Riley at USC. Like, you're going into year four.
Yes.
7-5 in year, like, back-to-back years, it's 7-5?
Yeah.
In year four?
Not been great since that first year.
That's a disaster, man. He was supposed to dominate the West Coast.
There was some with that
Oregon's never going to get another recruit again.
The Hugh Freeze one is interesting. We really did put him on very, well, maybe not everybody, but I think a lot of people heard that name and instantly was like, good coach, shady dude. I mean, was he a good coach? They clearly bought the number one recruiting class year when they were number one at Ole Miss.
He beat Alabama that one time.
He beat Alabama that one time. I was actually just watching the best Iron Bowl rankings, I think, on the SEC Network.
Like ranking of the games all time.
What do you think number one was?
It got to be the kick six.
Kick six.
It has to be the kick six.
I forgot about the Milroe back of the end zone touchdown on fourth down and Saban's last.
Dude, saved them to go to the playoff.
That was an amazing play.
Almost damn near won him a national title. They almost beat Michigan in the semifinal game.
If I'm the Seahawks and Darnold has one bad game, I want Jalen Milroe in.
Immediately benching him. Get him out of here.
No, I mean,
get him out of here.
But is Hugh Freeze a good coach? I think that's a fair thing to kind of wonder at this point. To your point, like, you shouldn't be having to wait for 3, 4 years.
I'm not asking to go to 11-1 every year, but like being below 500 when you're a premier program is inexcusable, or barely above 500. Oh. Go win 9 games.
I'd argue that Auburn probably has more expectation than USC.
Yeah, their fans are more passionate, that's for sure.
Far more passionate.
Or far more invested in the success of their team.
So I think all of those names are very good, but I think for different reasons, I'm going to go tie between Venables and Freeze. The one thing that Venables has going for him, he's an Oklahoma guy.
He's a legacy guy.
And, you know, it's not easy for schools to want to move on from legacy guys, but if they're 6-6 after getting in Mateer, a new OC, and Jaden Ott, yeah, like, sorry, dude. we're in the SEC now. We gotta compete. Expectations have gone up. Let's empty the sack. We'll do it next on The Fam.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. How's your sack feeling today? How's your huevos? Millsack.
Huevos!
How's your huevos? Are they full? Are they plump today?
We had that guy on the show once. Remember him?
We did. He did not talk about his huevos when we did.
No, he was a goat guy.
Think he wears a Speedo?
He was a goat guy?
Yeah.
What?
He's definitely a Speedo guy. His handle at Yahoo when he was a fantasy guy was Goat.
Goat. Oh, okay.
Something goat.
Something goat. Let's talk about goats. Let's get the
white guy.
Team Huevos.
That's like LeBron trying to trademark Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. Dude, who do you think you are?
Get out of here, dude.
You know what? Just for that, Jordan is the goat.
You know what? That's right. Dirt was right.
We're all changing our lists.
Mail sack question. If you win $1 million after tax, what are you doing with it?
I'm going to tell you something.
So what's the after tax of $1 million, math man?
Probably something around 600,000.
600K? So 600K.
Do math.
Come on.
600?
600K.
Yeah.
I give you 600K.
They're probably between state and federal taking 40% off the top.
Responsible thing would be to say, pay off my house. And
it's actually not the responsible thing.
Oh. Well, you're going to go investing. You're going to be a nerd.
You invest your money.
Pay your cars off if you have car debt.
Yeah, cars are
pay
a depreciating value. Well,
yeah, absolutely.
And any other, you know, revolving debt.
Yeah.
Get rid of that.
Because if you invest the entirety of the money, you can make in interest enough to basically pay your house payment.
I'm going to assume that this is supposed to be what would you want to do outside of being a nerd?
Yeah,
I'd say.
My parents are teachers.
You
financially responsible.
They got permits.
Get an annuity.
We get it. Okay?
You know what you're doing with money. Fine.
If you're not investing, which you should.
Yeah, what are you buying?
I really want to open not a weightlifting gym. I just want to build a basketball court facility.
You want a basketball gym? Like Open Run? Do I have to pay? Am I a member?
I would rent it out to leagues, to trainers. I'd really want to specifically hone in on girls basketball. So different travel teams, all that stuff.
You'd want to open a gym.
Yeah.
How much do you think it costs to open up a gym?
Well, to build the facility I would want, you're probably talking about $500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going
to buy the land,
if you're going to build or own and operate a facility,
that's a lot of money.
Then that's
just something with six hoops. You could do one full court, and then on the weekends, you could do tournament games.
Sure.
Or you can do half court with three hoops on each side. That's what I would want to do.
That's a solid play there.
But it's not really what I would do with it. I would do the nerd thing that you suggest.
I would invest my money. Yeah. Invest my money for sure. That's what I would do. If it's not a nerd answer, I'd probably find the nicest country club in the area and join. That'd be my first thing I'd want to do.
Waverly.
Probably do that.
Hello, Waverly. Yeah. Come on down. Let's go with that in.
I don't know if that's,
Clyde, what's up, buddy?
I don't know if that's enough to get you into Waverly.
I think 600K would be.
Really?
Well, I mean,
you have to have an invite, I think, to get
you
in.
You got to have the invite.
I think
like,
that's
enough
Waverly
to pay membership.
On an invite.
I'm just wondering if that's all you have in your portfolio.
The scuttlebutt, I think, is that it's about a $50,000 down payment.
What I've
and
heard.
Then it's a monthly.
Yeah.
You know.
I think you are.
I got that cash. What do you want? I invested the rest of it, Waverly.
Is that course that nice?
It's bringing in. I mean, it's,
yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's course. It's better good. Than the ones we play.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
Played a nice course yesterday.
You did play a nice course yesterday.
What am I? 50 grand down.
No, it was not. Did not. Although their prices have gone up.
Well, I mean, water.
Swag 600K, what are you doing?
Yeah, after I pay off a few things.
Not smart. Invest
no,
it.
No, don't be smart.
I would.
You wouldn't want to pay off your house. That would feel
broke.
So good.
It'd feel fantastic, but financially speaking, it's not the right move.
Tell it to a poor. I mean, I've been poor. Do you know what it's like to be poor?
You know
poor?
How much interest you can make on $600,000 a month?
Yeah, interest.
Your interest is make. It's more than what your mortgage is a month.
Interest.
If I was
just off interest, you're paying off your house.
Yeah. If I was going to do something indulgent, I would look at opening up my own little sports bar. Or bar.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to call it? What's the name of your sports
It'd
bar?
It'd be called Swags.
Swags?
Just Swag.
Just Swag.
Wait, what?
Just Swag. S-W-A-G. Yes.
Singular?
Yeah.
Got to invite everybody in.
Yeah,
man.
Swag's place, the swaggy.
Now, what's your vibe
there? I need more than a swag.
You got like an animal head on your wall? We got sports merch everywhere?
No.
You going sports
No bra? Sports merch in a sports bar? Controversial.
You got a counter the sports bra? Single white male only bar?
I miss the old, there was a Skybox sports bar in Selwood, and I miss the hell out of that place.
No, I more want to kind of customize, like have like individual, like a living room theater where I want to rent that spot to watch my game and then have.
Are you just having a bar for your yourself? Own?
Are you by yourself watching
no, no, no.
tennis?
Like with,
naked
no, no, no.
for 10 hours?
You paying yourself for this?
Spanking at the Wimbledon?
No.
What's going
within,
on right now?
Within the big, there'll be a bar in a main area. But then you have a little separate where you have your own TV set up. Like I want to come in and watch my college team or my NFL team. And then we can do a custom. You know, more of a custom menu for your game based on that region. And
you want to go to Swag's place? You can do a custom menu for your game.
So, like, if I'm watching a German soccer game, you give me, like...
Yeah, we'll do, like, you know, some sort of brats.
Wiener schnitzel!
Wiener schnitzel.
You got to watch a Braves game, get a bunch of fried food, and go watch your Braves.
A deep fried.
That's deep fried chicken. Mail sack, over under 36 and a half wins for the Blazers next year.
I'm going to go...
Mm. What are you going to go?
I'm going to go under.
Wait, are we assuming this is the roster?
Yeah. I mean, you know, or any other moves that conceivably make sense. Just right now, if you had to bet the over-under, would you go over-under?
If this is the roster, I say under, but I think they can hit the number again, 36.
Mm. That would be under. 36 and a half would be the under.
Okay.
Yeah, there's too much. Nah.
Why are
I
you thinking
go...
this hard?
Because
you're not actually laying money. It's the agency period's not over.
Just play the game.
I'll say under, but just slightly.
He's scared.
He is.
He doesn't want this to come back and bite him.
Mail sack question. What is your favorite 4th of July memory?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a really good question.
You know, this is going to be definitely not the one where my mom took me on a boat and put me in a room to go to bed so she could hook up on the top of the boat. How do you know that, Brandon? The boat was quite literally rocking. Definitely not that one.
Least favorite 4th of July memory.
Wow. Yeah, and I was at the age where I knew it was happening, and I just was like in the dark by myself. This is awful.
I'm going to need therapy someday.
I just got out of it. My favorite one was kind of a random one. I was visiting it's technically my wife's cousin, but you know, at this point in my life, she's my cousin, and we were at her house in Northeast Portland, and I went and got a bunch of illegal fireworks and because I got a trade deal.
Yeah.
And so I went over to Washington and I got a ton of them. And dude, we just did a routine barbecue. The weather was perfect. And we just let them bad boys off. Neighbors were lighting them off. That was just a fun, random, nondescript 4th of July that for some reason kind of goes to the forefront of my mind.
Yeah, I don't know if I have one that stands out.
One that's...
I'd say every 4th of July from the time I turned 19 till I was 25 was incredible. I love the 4th of July.
Yeah, I wear
my power rank number 2 on my holiday big board, to be honest.
What's number 1?
Christmas is number 1.
Christmas has to be 1.
Christmas is number 1. As somebody who celebrates Christmas, easily the GOAT. But number two, second fiddle.
Oh.
4th of July, middle of summer, it's barbecue, it's you're drinking all day. Nobody's, not anymore, I'm not, but back in my prime.
Sure.
Like, it was just, you'd wake up, if somebody would have a party, you go over, you play beer pong at 9 o'clock in the morning, fireworks would start 12 hours later.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible days. I love the 4th of July.
I think part of the reason this 4th of July for me stands out is my kids' age is at that point. So this is 2018?
Yeah.
So, what is that, 7? So, my kids were 3 and 7 years old. Like, great ages.
Great ages Fun for ages. The 4th of July. They're into the fireworks. They're staying up a little bit later. They can watch the shows.
I'm surprised you're not choosing one when PAX was a fun age for 4th. Like, you, did you even think about that?
Yeah.
Did he not like fireworks?
Not into fireworks?
He was kind of indifferent about it. He wasn't like massively into it. No, the fun was when, I think it was before PAX was born.
Amen, brother.
We would go to Idaho Falls.
The fun was before I had kids.
Damn kids, dude. They ruined everything.
No wonder you're so quiet when I was like, what about when your son was young?
We
got worse.
No, it was
when I had an orgy before that little bastard was born.
Idaho Falls, when it was...
What did you make out with underneath those falls?
Just short of dynamite, you could light anything.
Yeah.
Were you guys blow things up as kids?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
We used to take the Whistling Petes, knock out the gunpowder, put them in milk jugs, and then we'd take the lighting part, the wick... And we'd put it in the top of the milk jug. That boom
was big.
I love doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that boom was big.
I hate to interrupt our fun time here.
Oh, no.
Fired.
Because actually, we have more mail sack questions I'd like to get to.
Wow, but we have more news.
Do we?
It's a double whammy. So first off, Miles Turner of the Indiana Pacers, it says, agreed to a 4-year, $107 million deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. And you might ask yourself, how can the Milwaukee Bucks afford that? They have no cap space. The Milwaukee Bucks have waived Damian Lillard, and they have stretched the remaining $113 million on his contract.
Yeah,
his two seasons in Milwaukee comes to an end as he is going to be out for the upcoming season rehabbing.
Yeah, that's probably the right move, and that's an amazing get by the Milwaukee Bucks. Miles Turner is...
That's an awesome... I mean, that's
the a better only, version of Brooke Lopez.
In terms of the avenues that you could have gone down that we talked about earlier to get your team better...
I'm going to hate
to
say this.
The only way that you could do it is by waiving Dame. That was unquestionably the right move. How long until he's back in a Blazer
Please
uniform?
Don't.
Vet minimum.
No.
We need shooters.
He's not playing.
We need shooters, Bob.
Well, I don't know that he'll sign with anybody this year.
Well, no, why would anybody sign him?
He was going to be here all season anyway. He was going to be in Milwaukee for this.
He's probably hanging out by the Willamette River right now.
Look,
you know there's going to be a push to re-sign this guy. A year from now, this will be the calling card of Blazers.
The brand man's already tweeted with the Dr. Evil. Come here, Scott.
Come on home, Dame.
No.
For $5 million a year, cheap, vet minimum.
I'm going to be...
Retire a Blazer.
Yeah, you can do that and sign him for the day. I'm going to be a negative Nancy.
Drew Holiday and Damian Lillard, the backcourt we always dreamed of having with Denny and two.
Real to me, damn it.
See, to me, the Dame thing's going to be the bigger combo here because it's Dame and it's Portland.
Sure.
This is I was literally texting with our guy, Steve Pfeiffer, over in Milwaukee, and he basically said, if Ayton signs with the Bucks, I'm bringing you on the show. And I said, I would love to come on and poo-poo it, and you're going to feel awful. And he said, tell me about it. I don't want him at all. I think it's a bad move. They need a Brooke Lopez-type center. He texts us 15 minutes ago.
There you go.
There's your guy.
You've got a younger, better version of it. This was, Milwaukee has largely been getting crapped on.
Yes.
And rightfully so. This is a really good move by them. Like, I'm not going to speak to the money part of the waving Dame. Who cares? That ain't my money. It doesn't concern me.
Right.
That's a smart move by Milwaukee.
If they had any hope
and
of
now,
avoiding the Giannis.
Who gave DeAndre Ayton his contract offer? You don't know, do you?
It's Kevin Pritchard, wasn't it?
The Indiana Pacers.
Yes, it was.
Who just lost their center.
Look at basketball dirt nailing that one.
Took you a second, but I like it.
I got it.
You got it before he did.
I found it.
Well,
I found my way
didn't
there.
Like kids.
I found my way there. I mean, he's not wrong there, you know? They, you know, kind of ruin a lot. I love them, though. They're wonderful.
They're wonderful.
All right, you guys want to keep talking about this, or do you want to get back on
the
mail
set? You guys are so much more alike than you both know.
Other than watching 10 hours
great
of tennis.
When they're 24 and graduated from college and living
on
their own.
Buy me a beer. This
when
is
they're
wonderful.
Not really in your life.
Yeah, I'll see you on the weekend, buddy. Come hang out.
Yeah, when they're 3 hours
come watch
away.
A Giants game. You'll be
I saw
fine.
Them last weekend. They rolled through town going to a concert.
Yeah.
Took his old man
to
out
to
lunch.
Come have a beer.
Yeah.
Are we done there? Is there any more meat
well,
on that
what
bone?
Do we think about this? We can carry the... I mean, I hate to do that, but...
Yeah, we can carry it over.
Yeah,
it's a pretty big news
drop. Let's do a double whammy. Yeah. We'll carry it over. I'll slip in a couple of more mail sack questions. We still have 28 minutes left on our Tuesday, and we will make sure it's meaningful.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, is he going to let it be? Who's standing outside, according to one listener, Damian Lillard's house with the boombox?
Danny Meringue.
Trying to get him back together.
I miss you, Dave!
Come back home! I mean, it is sad. There is a bummer nature to it, and this was true when it happened, injury-wise. So not that this is necessarily any more of an end of the career than the injury already was. He's probably going to be out for the entire year. I'm just wondering where the future goes, man. How old is Dame now? Is he 35?
No.
Not quite there yet?
I think he's
34. He's about to turn 35, according to Google.
Yeah, he's July, right?
Yeah, his birthday is in
July
2 weeks.
July 15th.
That's right.
In 2 weeks, he turns 35
Same
years
old. Same birthday as my dad. How about that?
Yeah, it just, you know, it's the unfortunate nature of the NBA of guys who are either loyal and hold on too long or demand the trade, and then there's no guarantee that it works out, and then the legacy's a little bit different and all that. I mean, the Blazers needed to move on from him.
Well, let me ask you, can I ask you this question? And
yeah.
We probably covered this when he got traded because it was basically the whole show.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
If he never asks out.
That's where this came from.
Bad news, Dirt. Is that the show?
I was at a golf tournament. We were out of town, and you overslept. You overslept, and I was at a golf. I was playing golf with my buddies in Southern Oregon, and I woke up at like 11, hungover, and I walked
Easy.
Out. And I walked into the living room, and they said, bad news, Dirt.
What? What happened? What did I miss? Dame was traded. What? Having been at a bachelor party where you come out shirtless in, in basketball shorts looking drunk, I know exactly what you looked like.
What are you talking about? What's the bad news?
Also, didn't oversleep. It was a day off. I slept until 11 a.m. It was amazing.
Snoozing away. I'm trying to text you. Sprague, where are you?
Now, I will always have the belief that they pushed him to ask out because they didn't want the responsibility or the blame of having moved him.
Yeah. Agreed.
What would have happened if he never asked out, if he really would have put his heels down and said, all right, Scoot, me and Scoot?
I think he'd still be able to. I don't think that Joe Cronin had the balls to trade him.
Really?
Without a demand to trade.
Wow.
Just to randomly uproot and trade him? You think they had the ability to look at the fan base in the eyes after saying, I'm going to go so all in, it's going to hurt, and then using the picks and not trading either of them?
I think the organization definitely wanted him to do it, but they drove him to do it. But if he didn't ask for it, I just wonder if he'd still have a Blazer uniform on.
Yeah.
It seems insane to say yes, but also I think you might be right.
Where do we think the future is? Swag mentioned Golden State. That's an obvious one. Next year, bench guy,
dude,
go home.
Look, I know Kevin Durant is a good example of this.
Guys can overcome it.
Tatum is already on day 47 saying this sucks.
Yeah.
Look, I just think
not every player is the same. He is 6'2", 6'1 and a half. He's a smaller guy. He's not built like Kevin Durant. Like, physically, Kevin Durant is stretched out, thin. I just have no idea, and I'm not confident in saying he's going to be even close to that good of a player ever. And I already thought he was kind of showing some of his age before that injury had happened.
He for sure was.
And so, like, I'm rooting for him to come back and be some kind of role guy. I don't know how confident I am that it'll happen. He's going to be 35. So you're talking about him not playing until he's 36.
36 years old signing.
Really likely. 36 going into his 37th year. Like,
yeah.
There's not a history of that. There just isn't with that injury and that kind of player.
Now, a lot of this will depend on the sale and who's, you know, front office and who's still here and all that.
I think this is going to age more closely to Akeem in a Raptor uniform or Ewing in a Sonic uniform than it is anything complimentary.
I'm putting up the poll question right now.
And I hope I'm wrong on that, but...
The poll question is going up. I want you to both answer.
Yeah.
Will Damian Lillard put on a Blazer uniform again?
Playing a game?
As a player.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes, he will?
Yeah.
I could see a 10-day contract at the end of a garbage season.
Okay.
Give us one more standing ovation.
In the next 3 years, we're just having garbage years. We're not going anywhere because he's not going to be in the NBA that much longer.
You don't know that.
So you're talking short window here.
I didn't say that.
I thought about our five-year plan. I thought we're heading in the right direction.
I don't think he is.
I thought we're building in the playoffs. We signed 10-day guys.
Well, Neil's window closed, the five-year window he referenced. Did Joe just go back and open the window again?
I think he did, yeah. It's one of those windows that opens from the top and the bottom. So they close the top and then they open up the bottom. Now we got a different window that's open up.
One of those.
So the poll question is going up. Will Damian Lillard put on a Blazer uniform again as a player? The other fallout of this, too, is not just that Milwaukee found a way to get better somehow, some way. So kudos to them. Really, we're really smart and good move by Milwaukee to get out of this deal.
Turns out you can make good moves.
Yeah. Can we do this with Jerami Grant?
Well, they just did this with DeAndre Ayton.
I mean, can we do it again?
They don't want a stretch wave.
Why not?
Not in the middle of a sale.
Why not?
Because they need their finances to be in order.
Come on, Jody.
I love that we have
to dismiss
that.
Jody does whatever it takes to win. That's what I was told of her as an owner.
No.
She's willing to do whatever it takes to win. She says no to nothing.
I don't think she's the one actually.
That's what I've heard. She says no to nothing. So go ahead, get rid of Jerami Grant. So the Bucks got better. The other side of this too.
Oh, Chris Haynes just broke that Giannis is pissed.
Oh, well, that's not good. Giannis, Dame to Portland, the dream fulfilled.
Fun fact: Giannis is married to like Chris Haynes' cousin.
Oh, so that's how he gets the scoops.
Well, he had scoops in Portland.
Yeah, he made a reference to that on their little NBA free agency show on NBA TV last night.
It's an interesting one for the Pacers, too, because now you have no Haliburton for the upcoming year. They reacquired their first-round pick, probably seeing the future a little bit, that there was a chance that could happen.
Why is he mad?
And now you lost Turner.
You might like being with Dame. I think that's part of it, right? They're friends. But, like, why would he be mad about this?
I don't know.
You know, it's much like high school recruiting. I told this to Dirt once. I don't think high school football players have any reality of situations. And so that's why you see these random quarterbacks who are really good. They'll go to a situation. You go, why did you go there? They already have a quarterback. Because I don't think they follow this stuff. I wonder if this happens to NBA players. He's 35. He tore his Achilles, dude. They just got you a stretch younger, big, like, I think they made a good move. But
seems like the right move.
You're mad?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, it's a weird one to be mad about. They're going to have a dead cap hit, the Bucks will, according to SpotTrack, until 2030. Every year there will be a $22 million dead cap hit on their books.
What if he's actually a really smart cap guy, and that's actually why he's pissed? Because he knows now $22 million is going to be taken up.
Because Dame had 2 more years left on his deal, if I'm not mistaken.
2 or 3, yeah.
2 or 3.
Yeah, we don't need to look it up. It's okay. In that ballpark.
Well, the poll question is up. Damian Lillard has been waived and bought out by the Milwaukee Bucks. And so
I love that he says league sources tell me, so he doesn't text Giannis.
Yes. We know who told you that, Chris.
Or Giannis's wife.
Speaking of which, I have a
Swag's not mad, sources tell Sprague.
I wonder how
he knows that.
Yeah, he had
Fan sources.
Yeah, fan sources let you know. I'll see if I can pull it up. Anyways, I did have a takeaway from NBA free agency that stood out to me yesterday I would like to bring up. We got a bunch of poll questions we got to answer. We'll wrap it up on a Tuesday. We'll do it next on The Fan. Well, we have a threatening text message now at the Fan text line, and I apologize sincerely for it. It was not in the cards today. Said, Mail Sack's one of the best segments. I might start a terror organization if it continues to get cut short. Now we got ISIS on our ass. We're going to take them out.
Well, in America, it's just ICE.
Yeah, well, you know.
We cut the ISIS.
Here's what I would tell you. I'm going to write down the questions.
Yeah. I'm not going to save them for next week.
Well, you always say it, and then you never do it.
Well, I literally did it last week, you bitch. But next Tuesday, we don't have a show. Well, we're not here.
I'll be here.
Yep, Swag will be here. We're not going to be here.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah, we're off next week.
What's happening Monday?
Are you? We're also off. Are you forgetting our scheduled vacation?
Well, no, you made it sound like we're working Monday. That's why I got scared. Like, wait, I asked for the day off.
What I was going to say was, in the next 2 days, I think you're off Thursday. I'll be here tomorrow.
Thursday, yeah.
We'll both be here. You're cutting out short, just leaving me all by my lonesome self over here. Yeah. We'll get to them in the next 2 days. We'll get to them. It's the light time of year. I got some leftover sack questions. I promise we'll do a bonus sack tomorrow or Thursday. Maybe I'll do it Thursday when Sprague's
gone.
Well,
we might be having time filler. Might be having a little bit of a source off now in the NBA.
Oh.
So I guess Shams, the tough thing of doing the show is we're not watching live television with volume. I guess Shams is reporting that Giannis has always wanted to play with Miles Turner.
So he's
and
not
then
upset?
I got this from our guy in Milwaukee. He is guessing. This is a guess. There's no source. He is guessing that Dame is the one telling Chris Haynes that Giannis is pissed. He says Giannis does really like Dame.
Yeah, they got a good relationship.
But I don't know how, quote, pissed he really is.
Yeah, I mean, this gives you a more viable path to win.
I think
Giannis
is probably just frustrated that the situation has resulted in this.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's mad that he's got Miles Turner on
his
roster.
Well, and he just said, I agree, but he doesn't have, because I said, why would he be mad? Dame's cooked. He just got an upgrade for Brooke. He says, I agree, but they don't have another scorer. He wasn't going to have one next year.
Right. Yeah. They didn't have anybody else. He's out all year already. Whether you waived him or not, he's not playing next season. That's a weird one.
It's a big financial move. $22 million a year till 2030.
I mean, this is it. This is your last-ditch effort to try and save the Giannis era at Milwaukee. Yeah. And if you have another down year this year, you know what's going to happen next offseason?
Oh, I hope it doesn't
happen. He's going to get traded to Portland, and Dame's going to re-sign year two. Dame and Giannis, run it back.
And then what do we do with our young guys?
Don't worry about our young guys. We're winning now.
Okay.
Now's the time. So I promise you I'll write down the mail set questions. They're on my show sheet. We'll get to them tomorrow or Thursday. We'll see how the next two shows go. I did want to get a couple of poll questions out, or answers, I should say, see where we're at on those, because we asked a handful of them today, one of them making fun of one of our co-hosts, or our co-workers. But first off, will Damian Lillard put on a Blazer uniform again as a player? Right now, 74% of you say yes, that he will.
Yeah, I mean, your buddy Tex, the Blazers got a lot of Mariners in them. Ken Griffey Jr. falling asleep on the bench.
We're going to get Dame falling asleep on the back end of the bench in game 68 of the regular season.
Wouldn't that be
season?
Funny if we did?
Is he going to wake up, though, and come in and knock down a game-winning three-pointer? Because if he does, is it worth it?
He's going to be wearing sunglasses on the bench in street clothes, and his head will be kind of tilted. We'll be like, dude, I think he was asleep. And then he's going to have to come out and be like, I wasn't asleep.
I wasn't asleep.
And then there's going to be a source off.
I was resting
Dame
my
Lillard
eyes.
Was not asleep. No, Dame Lillard was asleep, and here we are.
It's sad to admit about our fan base, but if they did make that move, like let's say they announced that now, we're signing him on a vet minimum contract for the next 3 years.
I mean, he's going to be in Portland rehabbing.
He's hanging out here. We all know that. How many more people go buy like season tickets and antennas to watch games next year? I mean, even though he's not going to play,
year?
But you get my point. But like whenever he's able
I
to play
in 2
again,
years, he's on the season ticket.
He's
package.
Absolutely on the season ticket
it's
package.
It's Scoot. It's Denny. It's two. Yes. And then Dame's in the background with the ball, like hey,
getting ready
we
to
got
yam on
back.
Somebody. Should Swag be ashamed of watching 10 straight hours of tennis yesterday?
Hell no.
76% of you say yes. Yeah, he should be ashamed. Yeah. Well, Blazer fans lose
I'm
their minds.
I'm just jealous they don't have 10 hours to sit around and watch.
I mean, that's honestly the most jealous thing out of it. Yeah. Like, having 10 hours uninterrupted to do whatever I
well,
want sounds
even though
amazing
on
right
my
now.
Days, I mean, I don't know how you guys are, but it doesn't matter
I'm
how
chasing
late.
Chasing a one-year-old on my days off.
I have two
off.
Children.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
What do you mean? I don't know.
But
what
I mean,
you
you're
what's
still,
a day off?
But I can't sleep in. Like, my body clock is such that I'm still waking up at, like, 6 or 6:30.
Yeah, sleeping in is 6:45 or 7 a.m.
Exactly. Yeah. So, what sports is on? Oh, Wimbledon, day one. Here we go.
Turn it on.
But then 10 hours? Like, you had a plan to just wake up and not
no,
do anything?
No, it was just...
Why didn't you smoke any meats yesterday?
I did.
Oh, you did? You're smoking meats while watching?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tennis would have been more enjoyable, probably.
Ooh, ate all the meat, yeah. too.
For the weed. Will Blazer fans lose their mind the first time Yong Hansen scores 20 in a game? 92% of you.
Absolutely.
Who's voting no on that?
Somebody said we're already losing our minds.
Yes.
Scored anything.
We're losing our minds over YouTube highlights. 3 minutes of YouTube highlights is making us lose our
You know
mind.
The sad part of this show is it's going to come out. Swag did not want to have kids.
This is not my idea, man. This is not my idea.
That's 4th of July with your kid. Man, none of them.
None of them. The answer is none of them.
When
the
he
above.
Lived 3 hours away.
Now that he's grown up, they're great. Could you pull off a Speedo? 87% of you say no, you could not pull off a Speedo.
No, not pulling off.
You don't think you could pull it off, Swag?
No.
You kind of have a Speedo build.
No, I don't.
I think you do.
What when you think Speedo, are you just going skinny? Do you have to have a big butt? Like,
no,
what's the key? Do you have to have junk? You got to have a big
white
unit?
So I'm thinking pasty white.
Pasty white.
A little bit of chest hair, but not like a crazy amount. Not the most ripped in shape person, but somebody you can look at.
Oh, see, when
and
I
say,
think Speedo, I'm thinking, no, you need to be a swimmer, triathlete, diver. Like, those are the only people that should be wearing Speedos. Mm.
I mean, I agree with that overall take, yeah.
You're the guy who unironically shows up to a pool party in a Speedo, and you're thrown off that people are, like, uncomfortable.
We worry about a ball popping out.
I think they're pretty secure.
Is that pretty secure?
I think they are.
Did you see the guy who won the hurdles race last week and his Johnson was flapping all over his leg?
I heard about it. I did not see it.
He won a race. He had to tuck in his unit like four different times. Jumping over a hurdle.
I have that problem
around
all the time.
Dude, totally. They call me Tripod. I miss Woj. That was my takeaway from yesterday.
Don't like Shams.
Did you see all the agent shout-outs that he did after every signing? This deal was negotiated by Robert and Robert of Robert Sports Agency.
Woj was doing that at the end.
Was he doing it at the end, too?
It's back scratch. It's disgusting back scratching is what it is.
Nobody cares about the agent. I'm sorry. I'm glad you got paid. Nobody cares about you. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080thefan. Fun little busy day.
God, dude,
we started with spanking and ended with nuts falling out. So
the Blazer Dame Lillard thing is already reached. I mean,
he's coming home. He's coming home. That'll do it for us, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. Listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.